Good day, everyone. Welcome back to Dreams Warp, the podcast designed to awaken you to a new reality. For today's episode, we're going to be discussing current events, specifically talking about offendedness and reaction, I guess is the best way to put it. We'll get more into it in just a moment. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode. Hey all, before we get into this, I just need to allow a quick word from a sponsor. Thanks for your patience. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get into this. My name is George, and if this is your first time here, first I want to say thank you for checking out the podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to explore the mind and the depths of consciousness that create it. Ultimately, the podcast is here to help you gain a sense of mastery over your reality and your life through mastery of the mind. So if that's something that interests you, you have definitely come to the right place. And I'd like to say that if you find the content of this podcast helpful, I hope that you'll consider sharing it with others. Now, we have two ongoing series on the podcast. In case you're new here, we have our Tuesday Taoism, we have our Zen stream on Sunday. And then, like today, I try to throw in an extra episode here and there, whenever possible, on a topic usually related to mental health. That is my professional background. I've been a psychotherapist now for about 16 years. So you hear about topics related to mental health, mental illness, meditation, goal setting, relationships, basically anything and everything that helps you reach your goals, achieve your dreams, and just live an overall happier day-to-day life. Now, I have been out of the loop again for the last, I think, 2 weeks. One of those weeks, I was actually on a quick getaway with the family, and that's why I wasn't uploading episodes. But the week before, and that exactly ties into what I want to talk about in this episode, we have seen just incredible things happening socially in this country, even around the world to some extent. And I felt a little bit, you know, at first when I saw the video of Mr. Floyd, as you all know, who was killed in an incident with the police. When I first saw that video, I was filled with very strong feelings. And I really, I'm not going to say that at the time I was purposely avoiding uploading content here on the podcast. But I did kind of feel a little shook by what I had seen. And I didn't really feel I had collected myself in a way to really talk about it. I realized that on this podcast, I try to stick to, you know, what I describe at the beginning of every episode, right? I try to stick to mental health topics. I try to stick to spirituality. I try to stick to, you know, Taoism stuff and Zen stuff. But at the same time, as I always say, you know, my background being in mental health and in social work, I get impacted like many of us do by things that happen, and that we see occur in human behavior. And that's something that I knew I had to say something, but I didn't feel that I had anything good to say, that week when it first occurred, which was about 2 weeks ago. And at the same time, I didn't want to upload an episode and just totally not talk about it, right? So, you know, come on here and talk about something related to Zen or Taoism and not even mention this thing, which has obviously penetrated our collective consciousness to a great degree, you know, unless you're totally, totally, totally isolated and you don't watch the news and you don't talk to people, you're not on any social media, then maybe you weren't impacted by it. But I would say the vast majority of us heard about it and possibly saw the video, I would say. And it's just been, like I said, when I started, it's just created this amazing change or reaction, I guess is the best way to put it, in our society. And I am not here to say that the reaction was right or wrong. I'm not really here to say, you know, right, wrong, this is good, this is bad. I obviously am very opposed to any form of racism. And I think it's just ridiculous, to judge someone based on the color of their skin. In my personal life and in my profession, I treat every human being as a human being. And as we often say in Buddhism, every living creature is Buddha. So it is to be cherished, and it is to be served, and it is to be helped. And it is the whole point is not to cause harm. At the same time, we live in a society, unfortunately, where there is a lot of stuff that still needs to be worked on, still needs to be improved. I believe that these issues, like we have seen come to the forefront recently, have always existed. It's just we're living in an age now where, because we have social media, we have devices that can record, everything is being recorded. So in a way, one thought that came to mind, and basically here, guys, I'm just sharing my thoughts, and I do want to get to something very important that I think is going to be the point of this episode, but just bear with me here as I share with you, my impressions and my thoughts on this, if you care to hear them. I think in a way, the fact that this has always existed, but now, at least in the recent, let's say last few decades, it's because of technology we are seeing it much, much more. So it's almost as if we are shining a light directly on it, which in the long run is a good thing. Okay. We need, it's like if these things stay hidden and they stay, like in little pockets, like if this had happened, let's say 100 years ago, right? And it's a whole different world 100 years ago, but none of this stuff would have ever, it probably wouldn't have been known across the country, across the world, much less. So the fact that we are now able to catch these things as they happen, and we're able to show them and have other people see what's going on, although it creates possibly in the short term a lot of upheaval and a lot of discomfort and a lot of social conflicts and all these political conflicts we see coming out now. In the long run, again, I think it's a good thing because we can't ignore it, right? We can't pretend that it's not there. So I'm going to start out by saying that, and again, say that me working in the field of social work as a psychotherapist, these are themes and issues that we often deal with on the front lines. So, but one other thought or impression that really hit me hard is, and in that, it wasn't just the video that I watched. It was also seeing the reaction, the social reaction. Is I really have a hard time believing what human beings are capable of doing to one another, I guess is the way I want to put it. The harm that we are able to inflict on one another, the lack of caring, the just total indifference, the lack of compassion, it's startling. It's shocking. And again, this is not a new thing. It's not like I'm suddenly becoming aware that humans are capable of this. Again, we've seen multiple instances throughout human history where we have seen, just atrocities that we were able to commit in across political spectrums, across race, across religion. It's appalling. It's just totally appalling. And what it points to, which a lot of spiritual teachers that I've read have talked about, is this underlying, I guess, disease is the best way to put it, or you call it disorder, maybe is a better word. Disease, disorder of the mind, of the human mind, both in us as individuals and I think maybe especially as a collective, right? I don't know who it was that said it, but it pops up in my mind every once in a while, especially lately, is that an individual human being can be highly intelligent, but when you get groups, collective human beings together, while they can accomplish great things, they're also capable because of things like mob mentality and pendulums, which is something that haven't talked about for quite a while. It's a concept that comes out of reality transurfing. But pendulums, mob mentality, crowd behavior, it's all in the same vein. But crowds, groups, they have a high impact on individuals, right? And studies have been done on this. A great deal of social studies have been done showing on, if you put an individual in a crowd, the crowd's mentality has a huge impact on the behavior of the individual. And I mean, that's not rocket science, right? I mean, it's a fact. So you take into account all these different things that, again, that I've been kind of thinking about processing, and I think two themes that I want to hit on here that I think are important, and I mentioned them at the very, very, very beginning of this episode, and one is offendedness, and one is this reactionary type of mind. These are two things that I think right now are great descriptive words for the mind, the group mind of the 21st century so far. Everybody is offended by what everybody else is saying. I'm sure you've seen this. You see these on social media, my goodness, you see these like back and forth people arguing, insulting each other, getting really, really nasty, all about just having different opinions on stuff, basically having two different types of thoughts, okay, which is just preposterous that someone could get that angry because someone else doesn't think like them. So that would be number one, is this theme of offendedness, right? Everybody's so easily offended by what someone else thinks, someone else says. And the other part to that, which is it overlaps with it, is this reactionary type of mind, this knee-jerk kind of reaction to being offended, basically. Which is usually, in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, it's the reaction to attack, to offend, to prove wrong, to appear right. This is all coming together in like this cauldron, okay, this soup that we are brewing as a society, and that I really want to take a moment here and just talk about specifically. These two aspects of what I'm seeing, which is again is this offendedness and this reactionary type of mind, because I think that these two patterns of thinking can be detrimental not only to addressing the social issues that need to be addressed because they need to be addressed, but also it affects us as individuals in our lives when we are dealing with other human beings, which is part of being alive. Unless you're living on a mountain somewhere, all by yourself, you deal with other people. And so, I wanted to talk about these two aspects of the mind, and talk about how we can work toward making the world better for all people. Okay. But without slipping into this type of reactionary, angry, mob type of mentality. Because I believe that, yes, in the short term, that can create a lot of upheaval and possibly some change. But I think for long-term change to really take place, it has to be done not reactively, but proactively. And that requires a different sort of mindset. And that's exactly what I want to get into in just a sec. Just let me pause here, allow a word from a sponsor, and I'll be right back. All right, thank you for your patience. I am back. Let me just take a quick moment here and tell you that if you ever want to reach out to me to ask a question, make a suggestion, express a concern, or if you have an idea for a future podcast episode, you could always email me at elucidatetherreal@gmail.com. You can also hop on over to the YouTube channel by the same name, Dreams Warp, two separate words. Find any one of my videos, does not matter which one. Post a comment under it, say, hey, I just heard your podcast episode. I had a comment, question, concern, and I get notified right away, and I could respond to you there in the comments section of the YouTube channel. I also am on Twitter, haven't been too active on it the last few days, but I plan to be getting back to that now. But you can send me a direct message there on Twitter. And if you're there, you might as well go ahead and follow me. I do post regular things there. I retweet some things and post some reminders that I think serve well to remind you to focus on the present moment, focus on your breath, focus on your practice. So make sure you follow me there for that good stuff. And finally, If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts and you are enjoying the content, I hope you could take a moment, leave a nice rating and review. Another nice way to support the podcast. All right. So, like I was saying just before that little break, we're talking about offendedness and this reactionary type of mind. Now, I think a good example, let me first actually talk here a little bit more about the pendulums from reality transurfing. So, pendulum is sort of what I was describing a little bit ago. This is a concept that I think works really well to describe how groups, whether it's a religious group, a political group, even a group of like sports fans, it could be a corporate group, it could be any kind of social group, it could be a group on Facebook. Any sort of group, okay, even being a human being, in a sense, even if you're a person who doesn't like joining groups, you are still sort of unconsciously being affected by the mass mentality, okay? And this often comes up when we talk about things like manifesting, you know, something that you want in your life, or you know, manifesting perhaps financial abundance or a relationship. We can often find some blocks when we look at the group around which the individual may find themselves, or perhaps the group that they come from, family-wise, culturally. All of these things, okay, point to how we as individuals are always affected and influenced by others in our company. They have a very well-known saying in Spanish that says, you know, tell me who you spend your time with and I'll tell you who you are, okay? Which may be a little exaggerated, but the point that, you know, there's an underlying truth there. It's whoever you are most closely associated to, believe it or not, they have had some impact on your thinking. There's a pretty good concept from psychology that talks about reaction formation. And reaction formation is basically where someone, let's say that you grow up in an extremely religious household. I had a very close friend as a teenager who grew up a strict Jehovah's Witness. And when he got older, he was so angry that he had been forced into that kind of religion that he basically became, for all intents and purposes, like an atheist. He was totally against religion. And so this is an example of reaction formation. So in other words, part of the formation of his personality was in reaction to, you know, what he had grown up around. So even in that sense, even though he may not be influenced in the way that possibly his parents wanted, still the group here, in this case being the family, still had an influence in his formation, even though it created the opposite effect, but it still had an effect. So what we see in this case, in these cases, when we have these massive social upheavals, is that you see the groups start to, you see people, I'm sorry, people start to split into pretty kind of well-defined groups. And so automatically right there, we see that some there's a risk that possibly individual unique approaches to this problem start getting swept under the rug, because we start to see a splitting into two extremes, sometimes extremes, of ways to deal with this problem. So, and this just, you know, we see this very clearly in this most recent event. You even see it like with the whole pandemic thing with the COVID-19. You in this country, in the United States, you see people also kind of splitting into these two extremes. You see this very clearly politically right now in this country, right, where you have people getting more and more extreme to the right and to the left. And the thing is that the more extreme these poles start to spread, the less the two sides are listening to each other, right? They're just absolutely convinced in what they believe. They don't listen to anything the other person says. And again, this is an intrinsic part of the problem. And interestingly, both groups, regardless of which issue we're looking at, both believe that they are 100% right and that the other group is 100% wrong. Well, if nobody is able to listen to one another, we're all wrong. Okay, that's just, it shows again this this habit that I'm pointing towards when I say offendedness and reactionary, is that this is the shape of the mind that we're seeing come out most recently, is this very reactionary, very offended mind. Now, I remember also in my training days, getting into psychotherapy, they often used to say, and this just has been coming up for me lately, and I think it applies in this situation, is that a lot of times you will be working, and I usually saw this very much doing group work, group therapy, is that you will often get a patient or a client who begins to oppose you, right? And may say things that push your buttons, maybe on some level you find offensive. You know, the person may say something or may do something that you know, almost intentionally try to get a rise out of you, or may not be intentional, but in other words, they may not know that they're hitting a button, but they may be hitting it. And one of the things that you're trained to do, and you get better at over time, is not to have a knee-jerk reaction to that, right? It's about being able to recognize that your button has been pushed, and then not react, but act proactively. It's like, how can I use this information, what is happening in me and what this other person is telling me, to further my goal, which is to create a therapeutic alliance and to hopefully get this person to a better place. And that is really a huge part of doing psychotherapy, is being able to do that. So when we take that kind of idea and we apply it to this social situation that's happening right now, what I am seeing, regardless of which social issue you're looking at, is that not many of us are doing that, right? We're not really stopping to process the feelings of what we have seen or what is happening. We are just immediately kind of knee-jerk reacting into, you know, extreme forms of anger, and I'm not saying, let me be clear, I'm not saying that everyone is doing this, okay? I'm not saying that it's like a 99.9% of the people out there, but there are a large group, and you especially see this when it comes to political stuff, okay? So the idea here is how can I deal with, on a personal level, how can I deal, coming back to the video I saw 2 weeks ago, how can I deal with those feelings that I felt that were very strong when I saw what was happening to this man? How can I deal with those feelings and then not and not immediately turn around and next time I'm on the street have extreme form of hatred or distrust toward every police officer I see, right? Because it's not all police officers. It's not all, and this same rule applies, is that we have to be careful not to draw these hard and fast lines, because this is really the birthplace of racism, right? Is drawing these lines that, oh, all these people are like this, or all those people are like that, or oh, you can't trust people who say this, or you can't, because when you draw those kinds of broad distinctions, you're missing out on a big chunk of the truth, a big chunk of the picture. You're basically creating a filtering process in your mind that is really not allowing you to see, like we talk about here all the time on the podcast, see each moment freshly and clearly, right? We are now using a rule set based on something from the past to cut out part of our current experience and not look at it, not accept it. And that's not really in line with our practice. It was about, for the moment, like I said, that week, it was about, for me, first not doing anything, I guess is the best way to put it. Not doing anything immediately. That doesn't mean not doing anything forever. It means first dealing with the stuff that I was feeling, the stuff that I was thinking, the stuff that I, even looking at what I wanted to do, right? Looking at those desires, those urges, those kind of knee-jerk reactions that I wanted to get into, right? And this came out, I think I started seeing it more as I was talking to people. And people were expressing their opinions to me, and I would want to express my opinions to them. And a lot of that stuff was coming still from raw kind of feelings. And I believe, again, that's not to say that there isn't a place for using those feelings to guide our actions toward getting to a better place. But we have to use care when we're doing that, that we are not allowing that kind of real angry reaction to override our ability to be proactive. That's really the key thing. And what I'm seeing, at least from my perspective, is that not many people seem to be doing that very successfully. What we see instead is a lot of actions being guided by or overshadowed by a lot of anger, a lot of raw feelings, a lot of reaction. And this can, again, sometimes we'll get, we'll get lucky and we see the needle move in a positive direction. But what I see actually more often than not, because this is not our first rodeo with this, is that you see this strong reaction. And then after a little while, because it's so, it's not being channeled in the right way, it fades out, it burns out. And then we kind of go, the needle goes right back to where we started until the next thing happens. And then we react all over again. And that's not really moving the bar. And what we want is to move the bar. So it's about looking at what happened and obviously allowing what we need to feel to come out, dealing with that on a personal level, but then using that experience in a way that is proactive, using that experience of what we saw, what happened, to guide our thinking and to really come together and be able to listen to one another, to really be able to communicate better, to really be able to initiate some real change. And this is kind of where I hope this is all becoming clear, because even in our personal relationships, we can see this, our love relationships, our friendships, our relationships with coworkers, all the same rule applies. So that these people often push our buttons. I see this all the time in my work. And it's a matter of starting to not just react to the pushing of the button, but again, as I described earlier, being aware of it, building that kind of awareness to be able to see that reaction happen, and then be able to communicate about it in a way that actually leads to long-term change. Because what we often see in personal relationships, and this also applies to the larger social stuff too, is that if we just react out of anger, right, we have a quick reaction, then what often happens, it's cause and effect. Then the other person, where the thing possibly started, they get offended, and then they start reacting. And then what you have is this pattern of escalation, this kind of ping pong effect, right? So, oh, you're going to say that? Well, screw you. Well, yeah, well, screw you too. Oh, yeah, well, nobody is communicating. And this is something we need to really, really be aware of, because it doesn't lead to any productive change. That's really the key thing. It doesn't lead to any productive change. So I hope that this information has come across clearly today. This somehow helps you in your practice today, possibly in relationships. Maybe if you're also feeling very charged up about all this turmoil kind of happening around us, remember that the key thing is to remain aware of the feelings, the thoughts coming through you. Just maintain your awareness of them. Don't just allow them to take you over. And that really requires, as I always talk about here, a solid practice, okay? And again, if you're new, make sure you listen to a lot of my other episodes. This episode was a little different, right? Because I wanted to talk about these recent events. But you could listen to a lot of the content on here. I believe that it will help you build that kind of practice. All right. So stay tuned. I'll be back later this week. I plan to get back to the usual programming. So we'll be here on Sunday with our Zen stream. And then we have to continue with our Tuesday Taoism, of course, next Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. I really want to thank you for listening. And I hope that you're able to have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day.